Do not get drunk on wine or internet, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the heart. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. These are words from our Holy Scriptures. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Loving God, in whom all things are possible, may the words from my mouth and the thoughts on our minds and in our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen. My words and this message today are inspired by websites such as the official site of Negro Spirituals, as well as CBC's podcast Ideas, specifically a life-giving chord, The Power of Gospel Music. When I use the words Negro today and slave, Negro is in referition. I will always use Negro with the word spiritual, Negro spiritual, and I will use slave in reference to the African American slaves. Both terms are used with a great deal of respect. I have a soundtrack for my life. It's not K-Tel, but it's a soundtrack. It flows from the idiotic Disco Duck to the rhythmic beats of Janet Jackson and Donna Summer. My nickname was Disco Donna from my sisters. It goes through classical music, actually into the Beastie Boys, believe it or not, into Coldplay, and into the inspiring sounds of Mercy Me's I Can Only Imagine. It follows my life, that soundtrack. I guess I can say the soundtrack flows and narrates my life. You see, I was born in the 60s, and in my humble opinion, the 60s and the eras that followed were amazing musical eras. They created some of the best music, again, in my humble opinion. Throughout that time, the rock and roll and folk music of the 60s led to the new wave, funk and disco of the 70s, into the rap and techno of the 80s, and spilled into the grunge of the 90s. Like I said, a soundtrack. And like other people, my musical taste is eclectic. I credit that taste to the variety and creativity of the musical eras in which I lived and continue to live. And I am always amazed at how when a song comes on that I haven't heard for a long time, I know the lyrics. Sooner or later, I have to dump this hard drive, because that memory is going to be needed for something else. But in the meantime, I remember the most inane lyrics for songs. And those lyrics live in my memory. And we have amazing memories. Some are tied to our sense of smell or taste. How many of us have a particular memory of childhood in times with family tied to a specific food or a certain smell? I know I do. It's not just taste and smell that hold those memories. Sometimes when I'm in a restaurant or I'm in a retail store and their playlist is playing, a song comes on that stops me dead in my tracks. And in that moment, I am suddenly transported to a time in my life when that song had tremendous meaning. That music, that memory, sometimes sad, sometimes joyous, but always sharp and bittersweet. Raise a hand if you've experienced the same thing. Within that eclectic musical taste of mine that I mentioned are hymns. I have a lot of favorite hymns, two of which we're singing today. The Weglands have a standard favorite of In the Garden. We all have our beloved hymns, and I would guess they are beloved because they're meaningful to us. Perhaps it's the melody, perhaps it's the lyrics, perhaps it's the message or the meaning. The hymns we sing not only praise God, they are a religious expression of our faith. The music is the message. In today's scripture reading from Ephesians, the Apostle Paul encourages us to be filled with song. He asks us to engage in joyful community and worship through hymns, spiritual songs, and heartfelt melodies that praise God. I mentioned as I started this morning that the hymns we're singing today are soulful, deep spirituals. The roots of most of those hymns, save one, are entrenched in Negro spirituals, specifically sacred folk songs created by enslaved Africans. These folk songs blended African musical traditions of call and response with the Christian religion. You see, when the slaves were taken from Africa and came to America, they adopted the religion, the faith of the slave owners. What the Negro spirituals did was they extracted what they needed from that faith and they wove the African traditional music into it to create something that was wholly their own. These songs are experiences of slavery. Some express deep sorrow, profound suffering, but all of them express a hope in God for freedom. But they also had another purpose. They were a way to share information about escaping the life of slavery into freedom. As Negro spirituals are Christian songs, most of them are concerned with what the Bible says, how to live with the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and with God. For example, the dark days of bondage were enlightened by the hope and faith that God will not leave slaves alone, much as the Hebrew slaves in Egypt. Slaves who were working out in the fields or elsewhere were allowed to sing work songs or quiet songs, but they weren't allowed to talk to one another. It's reported that the overseers watching over them work in the fields enjoyed the music and the voices. Little did they know what the meaning of those songs actually were. I'm going to quote Dr. Brandon Wattles, who's a composer and Wayne State University music instructor, who stated, "Music is, of course, a universal language. Encoded therein, within these songs, were messages. Not only messages of hope, but messages that would lead these enslaved Africans to freedom." These secret messages were not only sung at work, they were sung at church, in meetings, and at home. The meaning of these songs was covert, so only the slaves knew what they meant, and even ordinary words within the song reflected a personal relationship with the slave who was singing and God. The codes of the first Negro spirituals are often related to escape to a free country or a home. A home being a safe place where everyone can live free. That can mean heaven, but it covertly means a sweet and free country, a haven for slaves. The ways by which fugitives escaped to a free country were with a chariot or a train. The Negro spirituals, The Gospel Train and Swing Low, Sweet Chariot directly refers to the Underground Railroad. This railroad was an informal organization of people who helped many slaves to freedom. It spanned safe houses and abolitionists from free northern states in the U.S. to Canada. I'm sure you all know who Harriet Tubman is. Harriet Tubman was the matriarch of the Underground Railroad, and she was known as the Old Chariot. When slaves sang "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," it was an alert that the Old Chariot would be coming that night to provide an opportunity for escape. Such songs as "Steal Away" were a signal for others that a conductor of the railway would be there that night and would be nearby. Other songs, like "Wade in the Water," provided instruction for slaves to use waterways to cover their scent as they escaped. Much like the Jewish slaves, the African American slaves believed God would ultimately deliver them from their oppressors. Singing their spirituals allowed them to build solidarity, maintain a sense of shared community, as well as preserve fragments of their African musical traditions. Now, when I hear that, I think of the scripture reading from Ephesians, where Paul said, "Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and song from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord." Singing those spirituals brought the Holy Spirit to the slaves' lives and gave them hope and assurance that they would one day know freedom. What we know as gospel music was born out of African American experience. The word gospel or gospel means good news. The good news for the slaves was not just the love of God, but deliverance from fear and oppression. Sharing their songs shared their yearning for liberation, expressed their grief and endurance, encouraged them, and voiced their strong faith in God. It brought the Holy Spirit in their midst and in their lives. Being filled with the Holy Spirit isn't just an individual inward experience. It expresses itself outwardly in how believers encourage one another and praise God through music, singing, and gratitude. The Apostle Paul, in our scripture reading, contrasts being intoxicated with being filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul's words contrast the drunkenness, loss of control, with the spiritual empowerment of the Holy Spirit. He emphasizes this inner joy should be expressed through communal worship and grateful singing. In my humble opinion, the Negro spirituals are a direct application of the spiritual songs Paul talks about. The music is the message. When I hear music that resonates with me, I'm really not able to explain it. It's a spiritual experience. I feel restless, and I feel lifted and filled with joy. There is something primitive in me that responds, something almost sacred that provides a myriad of emotions. I hope I never lose that. Let's take a moment for reflection.